At this moment in time, we're really assessing the group, and we're looking at areas and the types of player we need to improve the group. You know, in terms of the group and how they've applied what we've asked of them, I have absolutely no complaints. Their attitude has been first class. Even this morning's training, they were very aggressive in the training. There was a real desire to win in the training, and that pleased me greatly. But you know, I think there's no doubt that we still need, over the course of the period, several additions to the group to help us. You know, we're lacking a little bit in speed in the forward areas, and I think that that's something that, over the course of time, will be addressed. But we need to find the right players. And it was a lesson from my last job in the respect of doing the correct due diligence on every single player that comes in here. And that's why it is vital that we are not in a rush to find just a player to come in. We find the right players that will serve this club well for the period that they're here. At the club just now, that in the forward areas, we are lacking a little bit of real, genuine speed. And hopefully that's, again, an area we can identify. In this league, it's the moments that make the difference. In fact, in every league, it's the moments that make the difference. You know, it's not coincidence that there's a direct correlation between money spent and league position, because when you can spend the money, you can get the best players that can make the difference in the games. And that's the reality of it. But for a club like us, we have to find those players. We have to, and that's why the infrastructure is really important. We maybe cannot spend the money of a Sheffield United to get the player, but we've got to be creative and we've got to be ahead of the curve in terms of recruitment. And that's why that part of the structure has to be really important at this club, that we can find the really good players that can make the difference.
And you mentioned training this week, I guess, buoyed further still by that result last week at Barnsley. The boys must have been flying for you.
Yeah, I think, you know, I said after that game that when we consider the three games in the short, quick succession, you know, Burton, Sheffield United and Barnsley, on paper, three really difficult games against two teams with probably the highest levels of budget within the league, and then Burton, who were, I think, second top when they arrived at our place. So for us to take 6 from 9 is a great reflection on the work the players have been doing. And that's why, as I've said, I've no complaints in that department. We can tidy up on a number of things, especially in our possession of the ball work. But that takes time, you know, that takes time. But most importantly, as I've said to the group, for the short term, we've got to find ways to win games of football, and you know, I think it's credit to them that we managed to take 6 from 9.